Hello, I'm Beth Zetlin, and welcome to Significant Mother, a podcast inspired by a 2019 New York Times essay of the same name by my ex-stepson, Robert Landon. Join us and Renato Pinto, the third member of our little bestie thruple here, as we explore non-traditional families, Robert's hypocrisy, Beth's really poor financial decisions, and freak flags of all stripes. In the meantime, we hope our cray-cray makes you feel better about your own. And now let's transition awkwardly to this episode of Significant Mother. So, welcome back. You know, here we are. I have to say right away, okay? Bobby is in this beautiful area in Spain. Renato's in his apartment in New York. And I'm in a closet.
His huge, spacious two-bedroom apartment for one person, which doesn't exist in New York, by the way.
And I'm in a closet.
Yeah.
In Nyack.
In the burbs.
No, but that's just a record, though. So welcome from the closet.
From the closet, yeah.
That's our alternate... our alternate name for this podcast, From the Closet. No,
not really.
I think we should start...
No, everybody's totally out. That would be a totally ironic name for our podcast.
Why don't we start talking about what Bobby's doing right now?
Oh. Yeah, I just had it. I'll just tell you, I just had an awkward encounter where I'm on my second date with Raul. The first date lasted 42 hours.
Whoa.
And I just came back. And the first time we because it's quarantine, there's not much to do. So we just like went back to his place. And he lives in a compound with his entire family. So like I pull up, you know, forgetting all of that. And I like the entire like cousins and like 30 people were outside in front of his house watching me to see what I was like. And then I turned around and they were all gone. And he said, oh yeah, they didn't want to make you feel uneasy. And then we're walking to his house and there's like four houses of his family all together. And then I see them like peeking over the wall, the garden.
Well, I guess it worked just out now? Because you're back for date number two.
Yeah, he's awesome.
So, and you rushed in because we have just been on the phone on your way there. So you rushed in and said, okay, I got to record. Bye. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
I
mean, that was the first time I came. And this is the second date. And I get out and there's my future mother-in-law, like looking at me like I'm a criminal.
A criminal?
Yeah.
Why?
And she just, you know, she just wants to make sure that she's very, you know, protective of her son, I guess. I don't know. She just looked at me like, I got my eye on you.
Right. Uh-huh. You sneaky American who's coming in here to steal my boy.
Exactly. And taking him back to New York. And
yeah. Like, don't you think for a minute?
Oh, no. Sure. She was like, and... You know, surprise, surprise, both his sister and his mother are both named Maria. But anyway.
Maria? Aww.
Yeah, just to keep it fresh.
Is there a second name? Like Maria Lourdes? Maria?
Exactly. There's Maria. There's Avena, which Maria, like Immaculata and all that jazz.
So, I see.
So 42 nice. Hours on the first
wow.
date.
Wow.
What exactly did you guys do?
Well, you know, different stuff.
They were doing some embroidery and
yeah. Over the course
some
of the many
projects.
Hours, I mean,
arts and crafts.
I can speak of about 41 of those hours.
Oh yeah, you said you had trouble sleeping there, right?
Oh my God. Well, the first night was actually lovely. And I couldn't sleep in the same room with him because he snores as loud as Beth, Renato. Oh, as loud as you.
Oh my God. I know, right? Like he acts like I'm the only one who snores. By the way, I think you snore too, sweetie. So
it's
and
different.
Talk in
it's,
your sleep.
It's different.
I snore elegantly.
You actually yell in your sleep sometimes.
I yell in my sleep. I'm
tormented
not
by nightmares.
I mean, that's the point of this story. So I come here and we had the first night was amazing. We went for a walk in Granada and like through this old gypsy neighborhood, and where people live in caves still. I mean, they're houses, but they're caves. It's hard to describe. Anyway, and then we went back to his place. Family looked peeking over the wall.
Who's pouring water?
I'm pouring some iced coffee. I need some coffee. Oh, okay, go ahead, Bobby. Sorry, go ahead, Bobby.
That's what actually you calling it out is so much more disruptive than the actual pouring of the coffee.
No, it's like, how many times do we have to go over this? I don't get it.
I know.
Our four listeners I don't hear anyone complaining. All four of them. They didn't say anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Bobby, okay. Go ahead.
So anyway, so then I forget what I was going to say because Beth, like,
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I ruined it. I ruined everything. Like, I always
ruined my entire weekend. My entire weekend is ruined.
No, we were talking about sleeping over.
Oh, right, right. So the first night, yeah, like, I had to go to the guest room, but I did, and I slept beautifully, actually. And it was really weird because, like, our first topic is general quarantine feelings, but that's what our officially was. But anyway, it was actually, first of all, it was great to like touch somebody, which I hadn't done because I'm living with, you know, essentially a stranger. I mean, she's becoming my friend, but
great
through quarantine, but like we don't
and you're gay and she's a lesbian and that would be awkward. Yeah. And I mean
we hugged a few times, but
touchy,
you know,
feely with your,
it's funny, if I was saying goodbye to her, of course I would hug her goodbye, but we're always around each other, so we never actually like touch each other. So I hadn't been like touched, and that was awesome. That was great, and I slept like a baby. But not only did he snore, but also his chihuahua snored. Yeah, horrible. Aww. So I went to the room, slept like a baby. Then the next night, I don't know, like I had some fucking nightmares that I'm in the room right now where I had the nightmare. And I'm looking at the chair, which I, in the middle of the night, I thought, like, that was Satan's chair.
Satan's chair?
Oh, my.
Like, I was so fucking scared. And then I got up, like, I kicked somebody in my dream, and I got up, and I had, like, kicked the wall. And then, I went downstairs, my third bed of the night, which was the couch downstairs. And then he has two, like, mutts that he adopted, because he's, like, a dog rescuer. Anyway, so they like basically I spooned with the dog, which was wonderful, and I fell asleep. And then I woke up another dream where I was spitting in a woman's face, which, you know, when was the last time I spit? I think I was 7 the last time I spit in somebody's face. And and I literally was spitting on the dog's back. Like, that's how intense the dream was.
Wow.
Like, spit in my dream. And
it wasn't just any old woman. You're like a woman.
Oh, it was my mother. Okay, it was sort of like my mother.
And were you trying to get her infected with the virus? Because
interesting. Yeah, interesting.
I've heard of this happening. Somebody spit on someone and they got positive. Yeah.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, it's true.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, there's some people I want to do that to so bad. But anyway.
Okay.
Including Beth. No, I'm just kidding.
So nasty. Okay.
So anyway, quarantine feelings, because like as it's like as we're coming out of it, like how are you guys, like what is it like over there and shit? Because I'm coming back soon.
I know. Well, so you know, I went back to work about a month ago now, and it's definitely changed. Like when I first went back to work, there was almost no traffic. I was like, can we keep this part of the quarantine? The rest I don't like, but can we keep this part? I mean, the traffic was hardly anybody. And then the last 2 weeks, it's been increasing day by day. Yesterday was crazy. I came down to the city because I've been staying in Nyack to run an errand with Renato because I'm so kind. And
And no, to see him too. But the traffic was nuts. And I'm like, Friday afternoon, where's everybody going to New York City? It's not like there's anything open to go to. What are they going to grocery shop? I mean, I don't know. It was weird.
It was really weird.
It was weird.
And I also think that the weather is not necessarily helping because it's much nicer now.
Right. It was
and warmer. Nice yesterday. And so people just want to get out.
Right.
So I guess that's one of the things. But yeah, we did. We ran this errand and Bobby was not happy at all. He was super jealous.
Oh yeah, Bobby. Tell us about that.
I don't know. I just was like jealous and stuff. I mean, I don't know.
Jealous because we were together.
Yeah. It really hurt my feelings.
And
I felt like you did it at me. Like you knew me. Look at us in the car together.
Oh my God. Is this narcissism or what?
We did it at him. Yeah.
You did. That's like, why did you have to zoom me? Like, what I'm missing?
Well, that's true. We did call him. So, I mean, there is a little bit of that. But it wasn't just you. It was our friend Paul, too. But, It is kind of ironic, though, Bobby, that you're talking about moving to another country, and yet you're jealous of us being together. So,
well, and then, like, literally the next day, I bought my ticket home. Like, I've been hesitating.
Uh-huh.
It's been hard to get a ticket and everything, and, like, it's crazy. And then I was like, oh, no, bitches. I'm coming back. I'm breaking that off. I finally, like, suddenly I've been looking for tickets every day and suddenly I was able to find one.
Wow. Interesting.
It worked.
But Bobby, it is kind of funny that you're like so jealous and you know, you're going to break this up. What do you think is going to happen when you move? I mean, you think,
I don't know,
Renato and I are going to get even closer because You are so evil.
You're not going to be in the way with your judgment. So it'll just naturally happen.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of fun yesterday, you know.
We did.
What kind of masked things did you do?
Masked things. Well, we were running around town, little thieves. Nobody will know. I mean, we did our little errand. We went and bought. It was very important. This was an urgent matter. Tell us, God. Renato. He's running out of.
Here's what's happening. Okay, let me explain the whole thing. Okay, where do I begin? The first days of the pandemics were like 2 months ago, a little over that.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, because I can't cook, I've been eating fried eggs every day. Or sometimes I order something, but it's usually just a fried egg. That's all I can make.
Okay, that's all you can make.
Aww. Yeah.
It's more than I can anymore, but go ahead.
I don't have any like kitchen tools or, you know, abilities to make anything. But anyway, so yeah. Why did I say that? What was the question?
Because you're going to import.
Oh, yeah. So I decided that I'm going to import a boyfriend to come to New York.
So he shopped online.
To come to New York so he can help me with stuff. You know, my self-cleaning bathtub stopped working. I cannot eat another fried egg. And, you know, So
apparently Amazon delivers boyfriends now, basically, is what you're saying. <It's> like, Thank you.
I think we need a little bit of backstory for our clients.
We do?
Mm-hmm. For our listeners?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I like to think of them as clients because we're basically doing therapy for them.
Except we're not paying. We're not being paid. There's what
we right.
There's that issue.
But they're getting free therapy.
I know, right? Yeah, I think that's true. Yeah, let us know, listeners. You know, I'm a little mad at our listeners right now. They're not giving us any feedback.
Yeah. Let's shame Facebook. Them.
Let's shame I'm sure them. That means they love everything.
Yeah.
No, we love you, our listeners. We love you because you listen. Thank you.
Good cop.
Yeah. Yeah, we see Lara. We see Leanne. Hi, Leanne. Who else? Okay. So anyway, so Renato ordered a boyfriend
from Amazon. And where's,
yeah. And where's it being delivered from? Your boyfriend. Where's he being delivered?
It's coming from Brazil. There are no nonstop flights, so it's going to be about 30 hours until he gets here.
Oh.
He's coming tomorrow?
Wow. Yeah.
This is huge.
No, not tomorrow, right?
Yeah, Monday. Tomorrow. Well, he arrives Monday. He starts.
Right, he's leaving his tomorrow. Right.
Journey tomorrow. Yeah.
Right. And yeah. Have they manufactured him yet? I mean, if they.
Oh, yeah, he's ready to go. Yeah.
It was a prefab situation. It was just. Oh, you just need one of those monkey wrenches and put it all together.
Right.
Yeah.
The unwrapping will be fun.
Yeah.
Unwrapping of the package, right?
Yeah, and I heard that some parts are inflatable.
A lot of wood. Not talking about wood. It's made out of wood.
He's going to kill me. Anyway, next topic.
He's learning English, so wait, maybe by the in wait, a few months any, he'll kill like, you.
Do you have any feelings about suddenly or like just you're just like doing it and stuff or do you have feelings?
I know.
What do you mean feelings?
Okay, next question. Never mind.
Okay. No, okay, we've been joking, but this is big, Renato. You're having your boyfriend.
I know.
Who, what? You met him 2 years ago?
More like 18 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah. And, and yeah, so when the pandemic started, we had plans, it was going to come, and then, of course, we canceled. And I think that right now is a good moment because Brazil is going to shit. Mm. And New York is relatively safe, I would say.
It's getting better, definitely.
It's getting better, yeah. So
I mean, safe is a stretch.
But... Yeah, safe is a strong word for this. But so, yeah, he accepted my purchase offer.
Your purchase. Mm-hmm. Should we just call you Sugar Daddy from now on? Sugar?
No.
I'm thinking he's not going to like that.
It's going to come at a price. You both know.
as a former sugar daddy, that is not what you want to be called. I aged out of sugar daddy. Listen, let me ask you a question. What about the whole aspect of, like, is your apartment clean enough? Because Brazilians are extremely... persnickety.
You know Renato is a Brazilian.
I know
you
do
know that.
I do, but he's been sort of sullied by living in America for so long.
Yeah.
And being around me, so.
Yeah.
Being in your car is a whole experience. Oh, anyway. I woke up at 6 this morning and I didn't stop cleaning until 20 minutes ago.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yeah, you better have a clean house when you have a house guest when you're Brazilian.
Yeah.
Like, your bathroom better be damn clean.
I
do not want to see any pentelios over there.
Any you know, what?
That means pubic hair.
We provide an education, don't we? What's it called again for our listeners?
Pentelio.
Pubic hair and what is it?
Pentelio, right, Renata?
Yeah.
Pentelio.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go, folks. Here you go. Your word for the day in Portuguese.
It's going to come in handy eventually.
Yes. So anyway, you've got your BF coming. Now, come on. You don't have some feelings about that? Some, like, nerves, anxiety, joy, excitement.
Terror.
Terror.
All of the above. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think we should discuss feelings on the podcast. Yes,
feelings are stupid. I agree. Like, this is awesome. let's just sell like stupid stories.
No feelings. Yeah, well, we did want to ask you, Bobby, if you've had, because this is, I'm very curious about this. Mm. You've been living with somebody else for a couple months. Mm-hmm. What's going on with your ADHD?
Well,
with your...
My ADHD has been really, really super suppressed because, like, I'm a little bit... I'm definitely being a people pleaser with my host. I don't know why. She's, like, so...
That's weird.
I know. And she's so... Because she's really, like... She's an alpha female, totally. And I'm definitely the beta of the household. And, mm-hmm. And so, like, I mean, she calls all the shots. And I'm like, okay. But she's the shots she calls are all great. Like, I almost never disagree with her. But
God help her when you do. Go ahead.
Ooh.
From experience.
Ooh, girl.
Well, go ahead.
But anyway, so... anyway, so I've been really trying to keep my ADD under wraps because it's like I don't want her to think I'm going to burn the place down, which, as we know, I could in a second.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like constantly making sure I've turned things off or I haven't, like,
wow, you're oh my god, Bobby, I didn't even realize you were capable of all that.
I feel, but I know it's, I am, and yet it's costing me, like, It's like taking a pound out of my soul, and I'm like hemorrhaging, like life force by having to keep it. It's hard. No, seriously, it really is. It is hard. And like the other day, okay, so the other day, I was going out to do an errand, and she's like, "Oh, do you mind taking the trash up?" I'm like, "Sure, of course." You know, like trying to, you know, people please. Yeah, of course. And like I would love to take the trash out. And
wow.
And then she said, okay. And I said, well, just leave it. I asked her specifically to leave it on the steps that I have to walk up when I leave. And she's like, well, I'm afraid to leave it out because there's bones and animals will get it. And she's like, no, but I'll get it. You know, I'm leaving in a few minutes. Don't worry about it. So like,
right.
Like 8 hours later, I had walked by the garbage like four times. Didn't even notice it was there.
It was still there.
It was still there. There was like a hole in it from the rats. I mean, oh my god.
The rats.
Well, you know, like whatever field mice or whatever that whatever.
Oh.
Whatever the country version of rat is, I don't know what they. What's the country version of rat?
Mice. I don't know.
Yeah, mice.
Okay.
Mice. The little mice.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe cute little bunnies. You never know.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah.
So that's me keeping it rest. So since we're talking about my character defect, let's turn right to your whole financial thing.
Well, wait a minute.
What?
There's no other ADHD. Please tell me. That's it? That's the only thing you've done this whole time?
I mean, not the entire time, but that's the only thing I can think of. Because, like, I mean, it happens so much I can't even really think about it, but...
Oh, okay.
No, but that's the thing. Like, I've just... No, I've been really, 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 like, keep running a tight ship over here out of fear. And, and like, the pressure's so great, I'm going to, like, shit a diamond. Like, really, it's like... It's hard. And because she's like, she has no ADD. She's like, whatever.
And see, the thing is, people who don't have that don't understand.
No.
They think you're just being like totally neglectful.
Deliberately neglectful, exactly.
Yes. Right. Don't understand.
Yeah.
People don't have those issues.
That's a feeling I've had.
What?
With us.
About Bobby.
What about that, though?
What?
She's not like you.
Really? She's not as bad as I am?
Yeah. No.
Mm-mm. Oh my God, I feel like... No, sweetie. Cause really, because she's so bad. Like, but I guess I can't see myself. What? But...
Yeah? Why? I mean, I have my financial issues. We all know that. Oh, okay. So you asked about my finances. So
yeah,
I've had a little bit of a twist, a little turn, a little good news about my finances. So, I mean, it's good and bad. Okay, here's the thing. So because of the whole stimulus, right? Mm-hmm. Those of us who are being garnished, our wages are being garnished for our student loan. Wait, debt.
Does that mean they put a little bit of parsley and a cherry tomato on your paycheck?
No. No. So this is what happened. So, you know, I get money taken out every paycheck. So that's every 2 weeks. And it's a lot. It's like $600 a month, over $600. So that they take to pay toward my student loans that are in arrears a bit. And it's been a really long time since I've been in school. So anyway, yeah. So because of the stimulus, they've stopped taking out people's garnishments, right?
Yeah.
And they told my employer, don't take it out. But my employer didn't get that news. So, or whatever. And I get this letter the same day. I get like 4 checks.
Wow.
In the mail. And then I've gotten another one since then that says, the letter was like, basically like, your employer didn't listen to us and we got all this money. So here it is, you know, it's coming to you.
Wow.
So I had all these checks and like, now all of a sudden I have enough money, like, so that when you kick me out into the streets, I can put a deposit. Oh my God.
We need to process that next, but anyway. Okay, I have a question for you, though. Yeah,
like, what?
Okay, so do you have any other things that you're neglecting financially that maybe you should take care of first?
Well, I don't know. This is,
no, like, what other kinds of garnishment or, like,
you know, it's like,
what other urgent things?
Have a little,
No, just tell us. You can tell
urgent.
Us.
Urgent.
Like what? Anything else in arrears? Any other accounts in arrears? Did you want to?
Well, like maybe the, you know, the fast pass thing still on a, you know, bridge.
How much? Do you know how much you owe them?
No, it's a loan of hers.
It's probably
okay.
More...
So, like, wait, can we talk about something?
Well, the whole point of the financial minute is sort of to help you do something different, like.
I think it's been a minute. I also
want to say that, like, what if you if they had sent you a letter that said you have to, like, do one little tiny thing to receive all this money, you never would have done it. So I'm glad that
I'm glad they
sent it to you.
Yeah. Imagine that they send her a letter. Oh, we have $10,000 sitting here, but you have to do this and click on a website. She would.
Right.
Beth loves to leave some money sitting on the table. Let me just ask you a question. You don't have to tell us how much you owe or how soon they're going to take the registration from your car, but or whether they've told you that they're going to. Has there been any kind of letters about that they might be doing that soon?
She doesn't open the letters.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why she said no, because she doesn't open the letters.
Okay.
No.
But are you going over the bridge? How many times are you going over the bridge these days, like per week?
Well, now I'm actually using my daughter, so I don't have to worry about that.
Poor Hannah.
Well, she's not.
Poor Hannah.
She's not commuting, so.
But you know,
what?
It's a good thing that you're doing that, because we don't need your bridge and tunnel, you know, fees to go even higher.
I know, right?
So, yeah.
Because it's about $70 each time you come in, you know, with the fees and the late fees and then the collection fees and everything. It's like $80 or $90 for you to cross a bridge in the metropolitan
area. It's about $1,000 every time I cross the bridge.
Yeah. And then the late fees and the interest
the service
and
fees
all that. It adds up.
The garnishment fees.
Right. It's pathetic. I know. Okay, so anyway. But it, I just wanted to say that I had a little good news. It was good news to get that
That's
money.
Good.
You so that hide when, that somewhere, bitch. You put
yeah.
it away.
I haven't even cashed them yet or deposited
oh,
them. That,
yeah, that's a whole step.
Oh, can I tell you also?
You should open an account somewhere else, Renato. Like the Bahamas, you know, to keep that
the Bahamas.
Money.
Or just give it. Yeah. Give it. You need to get a payee.
Because they'll garnish it.
You need a payee.
If they find it, yeah.
My offshore account.
Your offshore, yeah.
Oh my God.
That's hilarious. No, I was thinking of, yeah, like squirreling that away. But
you're
I have
okay,
been
whoa,
able
whoa, whoa.
To save
you're
some
thinking
money.
About squirreling
during...
it away. And yet, mm-hmm. like, deposit mm-hmm. it first. Like, just go through the action of depositing it.
There's an app for that.
When do you plan? When would be a good time for you to do that?
This is not one of your action plan things. This is a podcast. I'm sure.
I just
no.
I just wanted to hear the resistance. I just wanted to register.
You wanted to hear.
I wanted to get your resistance even to that much of a step. Registered for
There's
our
so
listeners.
Much, so much resistance. It's really bad. It's bad. Yeah. It's
so
sad.
I would like to ask Bobby mm-hmm. what the plans are for his second date, which is just starting.
Yeah. Well, but the first hour,
are you guys
going to
knit or
in his bedroom and do a podcast, which is pretty hot.
Right. That's exactly where I'm coming yeah. from. So did you guys decide? Are you going to knit or bake or do arts and crafts? What is it going to be?
There's some eggplant involved. There's some peaches involved.
Uh huh.
We're going to have an eggplant peach compote. It's in the oven.
But that's all it's going to be. All that it's going to be is the emojis. It's not going to be any actual.
It's just, yeah, because... we're just going to be in different rooms sending emojis.
Yeah, they're a little bit similar in their. Their taste.
We're going to.
Let's put it. Like
okay, yeah, Carol. anyway. Yeah, more like two peaches. But anyway.
No eggplant.
Anyway, next the date. I'll let you know the next time about the date.
Yeah, but he sounds like a very
he's
nice.
He's awesome.
Guy.
He's wonderful. He's yeah. crazy. He's good taste. His house is huge. Yeah.
Really?
And I mean, by New
no
York.
No wonder terms, that mama's giving you I know, looks. Right?
I mean, it's New York style. You know, like we're not used to having like. You know,
space.
Yeah, I'm just like his stairway is the size of our apartment, you know, just like it's so wide anyway.
Wow.
And
right.
Yeah. Like the dogs.
Well, you know, you could go to Texas and get space. I mean,
exactly. It's a bit like that.
Right. So, yeah, speaking of. Money and finances and me putting a deposit on an apartment. Yeah. Should we talk about
screaming
that?
Fight?
Well, our fight, you're kicking me out.
Oh my God. Oh
well,
my God.
You're putting me on the street. You're a significant mother.
I know.
You're going to put me on the street.
Well, once I turned you a character into a character in a story that I sold, I mean, I'm kind of done with you. Yeah.
You're done with me.
I mean, what else is there? I mean. Okay, you've
okay,
been cock-blocking
so...
a lot on my whole Spain, on my Spain plans, but anyway, let's start with that.
Oh, okay. Let's start with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I haven't been. I was trying to be realistic
mm-hmm.
about your choices
mm-hmm.
about moving to Spain, that maybe
mm-hmm.
you should give it some time
mm-hmm.
to think about
mm-hmm.
it. You were a little resistant to that and were like, no, this is my dream.
Mm-hmm.
And mentioned that I'm stomping all over your dreams.
Oh, yeah, you definitely were.
By putting, like, some realism into...
No, you ruined, right. my, you yeah. ruined my life for, like, 2 weeks straight, every single day.
By just being rational?
Yeah.
But I ruined your life.
By like, talking me out of buying a house in a region where I'd only ever seen one house, which was the one I was quarantined in.
Your dream, your lifelong dreams of living in this area.
Which I had never actually walked around in or anything.
Right. Yeah.
Well, this is funny too, because what started the screaming fight, as he said, which wasn't really a screaming fight this time. We have had some yelling fights, but it first of all, I have to back up and tell the story about how I came home from work. Now, mind you, like, I hadn't been sleeping in the apartment because I've been staying at my daughter's. And this was like my second week of work. And I decided, okay, I'll sleep at the apartment for those few nights that I have after work, right? And I'm working 12-hour days. So I get home one night, and after working 12 hours, and the apartment is not the way I left it. There are blinds up that I knew weren't up. A plant had been moved. My bed was made, which I never
did. Yeah. You knew something was wrong when your bed was made. Something terribly wrong.
Right. And my bedroom door was open. That was the first thing I noticed, because I never, but I thought, okay, maybe the cats pushed it open. You know, they aren't usually able to do that, because I'm pretty sure I closed the door, right? But I'm like, well, maybe. Then when I get in there, my bed's made and things are moved in the bag that I had in the, you know, because I've been living out of my, you know, overnight bag that I brought down to the city. You know, I'm living out of that, and that's been moved into the closet, like all these weird things. And I'm starting to panic. I'm freaking out. Like, and then I called our friend Paul, and he's like, maybe you should call the police. I'm like, yeah, the New York City police are really going to be concerned.
They're going to care. Yeah. Sir, my blinds are open.
Like, I'm getting a lot of natural
light. My bed was made.
There's so much natural light in my room, and my bed is made.
My clutter is in the closet. Call 911.
My toothpaste has been moved.
You know what I mean?
What is going on? Oh, what is going on?
And
there's a towel in my tub that I know wasn't there. I mean, well, like, the police.
There is a legit reason, though, because, I mean, we had somebody who was, like, in our apartment doing drugs and still has a key.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why I was freaking out. Because I thought maybe that person, that friend of yours, had come back in and, you know, had, like, done all this stuff. Although, like, oh, how horrible
making
he
the
made
bed.
Yeah.
But still, it's crazy.
Making the bed.
Scumbag. Making my bed, person. Letting in light and air.
But it made me feel weird, like, that somebody had been in the apartment that I didn't know. And, like, why is there all this going on? And so, and, like, and also, were they still there? I'm, like, you know, creeping around the apartment, opening closets while I was on the phone with Paul, because it's like, ew, like, what if this person is still here? So, of course, it wasn't. And then I find out I had a hard time sleeping. It was hard enough to sleep in the apartment after I hadn't been. And I, you know, in those days of the virus, you know, it was still, like, it was just weird feeling to be back in the apartment after not having been in it. And I just, you know, and back to work and the whole thing with work, and that's all weird. So I had trouble sleeping that night. And then I wake up in the morning to get a text from Bobby that it was probably the real estate guy. So, oh, great. The guy who's, like, going to be listing my home. That was the first thing I was seeing in the morning after not sleeping and freaking out. Like, oh, it's the real estate guy was probably in there taking pictures. And I was like, well, relieved. But like, why is he coming in without letting me know or you know
or whatever?
Right?
No, I would have told you, of course. No, honestly, in this case,
it wasn't an ADHD moment.
I'd have to go through the records,
like...
but I mean, I'm pretty.
Or thought messaged me.
I'd have to go through the records and like the FBI would have to take my phone. Like, but
so I was relieved, and then we started this thing on our mutual feed that we're like talking to each other. You, Renato, Paul, and I, and we're the only ones having the conversation. So,
oh, I'm like, I need out
Renato,
of there
in 2 seconds. You went up, you went full Brazilian on us, and like, oh, I'm going to another room.
Oh, you were like, la, la, la,
la, la, la, la, la.
Fingers and ears. I can't hear you.
My internet crashed.
Paul's watching it like he's watching a soap opera.
He likes the drama. I'm sure. Yeah, he was glued to the screen.
He's like, oh, good, some Real Housewives stuff up in here. This is great. Like, hair pulling is next. So anyway, then we had a big conversation where Bobby accused me of stepping on his dreams. Because I had a reaction to the guy coming
but
in.
Then I told you that I actually had feelings and
taking
everything.
Taking pictures of the apartment.
Yeah, and I feel sad, but I become practical and all that jazz. Yeah, that I'm not going to
feel sad
anymore. It's sad. But I couldn't put that into words and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you made me feel terrible.
Right.
I had stomped on all your dreams.
Exactly. Well.
And I was trying to make you feel guilty for throwing me out in the street.
Oh my God!
I
know.
Like, and who knows what's going to happen?
I'm making you the buyout offer. I'm making you. They'd be like
the buyout.
I'm actually, as we're speaking, I'm scrolling through to find we could read. Maybe we could do a dramatic reading of our text messages.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. Let's do that. That's hilarious. Let me see if I can find it, too. I think this would really, like, I mean, it would take a while for us to find it, though. Because
there's a lot of, like, this.
It was, like, a while ago.
You don't understand that. Dot, dot, dot.
Plus, we could have to scroll back for, you know, like, so long. Because you guys write a lot. Like, I'll be at work and there's like, you know, and they're back and forth, like,
I know.
And they write so fast. So I don't know if we're going to be able to do it.
You know, we'll do that.
We'll
take that offline. And
because I don't know.
Our listeners who are dying to hear that will have that.
That can be for a Patreon. Yeah, let's just send everyone screen. Let's just send everyone screenshots of the whole fight.
We don't have Patreon. We have to get Patreon.
Yeah, it would just be us of screaming fights.
I don't know.
That'll be our Patreon membership bonus. About like me like bickering with you and you like or just long shots of you twirling your hair while looking at your phone. Like 2 hours of you just with the staring into your phone.
Oh, shut up.
It's like Chatterbait, but not.
Or you on your phone scrolling through Grindr.
Not anymore. I'm practically married.
Left Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Really? Oh Lord. I'm gonna be the bridesmaid a couple times I can see coming up here with all these boyfriends
I know,
everybody's
right?
getting.
Right?
I think the pandemic has changed people's, you know, relationship status.
I'm going to throw an amazing
Zoom
party.
It is true that all three of the men here are, like, having their moment. Their relationship moment.
Yeah. You mean Paul and you and...
Yeah.
Renato. You guys are all, like, getting it. Is that,
that
is
was
that you?
That was me you, backing Renato? Up my fat no. quarantine ass. It was in reverse.
I have developed even more of a beer belly, which I think is interesting because I don't drink beer. How is this possible? I don't understand how I can have a beer belly when I don't drink beer. I mean, Renato, we get. But
it's one of the side effects of being negative.
But that's not negative. That's
of being negative.
We're talking about Beth now, sweetie.
No, I'm talking about the virus.
Oh, that's a side effect of being negative is having a beer belly.
Yeah, of course.
even when you don't drink beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's eating a lot more, and some of us are drinking more. You know. I can't wait. I can't wait for the bars to open so I can drink less.
Why? Because it's more expensive.
Yeah, because he can bring it home now and, like, you know, go through a six pack for what he'd pay for one beer.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's interesting.
But God bless him. Renato has kept beer o'clock.
Have you
every day through this thing?
Have you missed a beer o'clock? I think we asked this before, but I forget. Have you missed a beer o'clock?
No.
He has not.
I think if I let it happen, the virus wins. It's not going to win. It's not going to win.
Thank you. You know, the whole world is probably waiting on pins and needles to see if you, like, give up a beer o'clock.
The mail order boyfriend might change that.
Oh, I know. That's going to be...
Carol.
Never mind.
Well, he's going to stop your drinking.
Let's talk about Zoom parties. They're so fun.
I had one last night. It was a birthday party. Uh-huh. But can I tell you, it's really awkward. It's like so awkward to have a Zoom party. Like, everybody's like, oh, get your cocktail. First of all, I don't really drink that much. So drinking, and you're really by yourself, really. Well, I mean, my daughter and son-in-law were here too, but they were, you know, in the other room, and I'm like having party. It's weird. Mm-hmm. Oh, and where'd you go?
What happened?
Oh. We didn't even notice you were gone.
Yeah. You can go back there. It's not a problem. It was...
So anyway, like, you know, people are talking, but you have to talk one at a time, and
it's they never awkward. Do.
Right, or they're talking over each other, or you're trying to talk one at a time.
I was about to
it's just like this podcast. It's
exactly.
And people are so bored. I have a friend, whose name I cannot reveal. He is so bored at home. Whenever he calls me on video, he puts the phone on the floor and then removes his clothes and crouches down so he can literally talk through his asshole.
Oh my.
And I go like, again? I have to look at that thing talking again?
Bobby, is that you? No, it's not Bobby.
Bobby's mental age is beyond that.
Yeah. That is really hilarious. I mean, he is a nut.
He is. His mental age is three and a half.
I know. It's younger than me. Yeah. Which, yeah. And like when he's been visiting this particular person, I feel mature. It's like that's what he's so bad.
It's great because he makes so everyone many, feel normal.
He has so many certain boundaries are so much more porous than yours. Beth.
Yeah. Yes. True.
I know, but we do get along until he actually, it's like, I'm like, okay,
like,
stop.
Like, you're really you're bruising me with your inappropriate touch.
He's so funny because he's gay, but he's like, you know, it's a lot of an act, but he's all over me like he means it, which he does it, but, you know, it's funny.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah.
Because he's a nut. He's a nut. Anyway,
I think it's cool that he gave you a taste of your own rape.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so that is
Carol, okay. I did not I will not agree to talk about that. You loved it, Renato, and stop it. You were laughing the whole time. And Sharon,
oh my God! I'm
going to
tell a quick story about that.
Anyway,
the PTSD. Oh, the PTSD.
So, there's a lot of echo, but I'll try anyway. So the first night we meet Renata's friend, we started having drinks at like 3, and then I had to have like an adult dinner, so I just had one like afternoon drink, and you guys kept on going, and I came back from dinner at like 10 o'clock, and Beth was pole dancing. But it was a huge pillar support in your apartment, Renato. How do you explain that? It was like a meter wide, and yeah, Beth was like pole dancing on it. And I doing a little, that. A kind of weird sex dance in a chair, in a wheelchair, spinning and legs swaying.
Akimbo. Yes.
She's awesome.
Yeah. So you were going to tell us something else about a Zoom incident, which I found fascinating. Tell us, somebody you know.
Oh, yeah. Somebody was telling me yesterday that they have this small group of really close friends. Mm-hmm. And everyone is all over the place. They don't even live in the same town. And one of them was going to give birth, so they had a baby birth Zoom party.
I can't.
What?
Yeah, I was like, what?
Wait a minute. Where was the birth?
The birth was somewhere in the Caribbean.
Okay, wait a minute. In a home? In a hospital?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't want to know the details.
Oh, I do. I mean, what? A Zoom birth?
A Zoom birth. That's exactly what it was.
Okay.
And apparently it was one of those bathtub, like, birth things. Uh-huh. And that's all I know.
So, okay. I mean,
yeah.
This is too much.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're the baby's father and you can't be there, I cannot imagine having a camera or somebody with their cell phone like, or hi, look, here it comes,
here it is.
Like, what?
Yeah.
And how many people are on this, and like, what, they're cheering? Oh yeah, you know.
They were probably having drinks, except for the mother to be
the poor mother.
Yeah. And but I didn't get into any
details.
She
in a hostage situation? I mean, like, it's so funny because my sister wouldn't even let anyone but her husband in the room with her. You know, she wouldn't let my mother or, you know, her sisters, me, like, anybody. She didn't want anybody seeing that.
Yeah, how many need to be in that room? Jesus, no. No.
Well, I was there for my grandson's birth. It was beautiful. But there was no Zoom, and I can't imagine my daughter accepting this.
Yeah, like imagine your daughter. Yeah. Hey, why don't you invite Bobby and Renato?
Like, oh my God, I'm having a double chin. I look like a double chin while I'm giving birth. At like, you know what I mean? Like, no. Fixing her hair.
Here's the thing. I mean, I've given birth as a you're sweaty. You're like, you know, you're all like cramped up in a position to try to push. I mean, really? Like, this is not a flattering look. I, you know, God bless her for, you know, it's these kids today.
I know. Yeah.
Next thing you know, they'll be VRing it. Oh, you know? God. They'll be watching it on virtual reality.
Yeah, you might actually be helping, like pushing and shoving, and you know,
guys. On this note, I really should go to my date. I don't
think virtual reality works that way.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really? In his house.
Oh, okay. Well, we didn't arrange this. You know, you made this plan.
Raul and this episode.
Aren't we like near the end?
What?
Okay.
We are. Yeah.
We are. Okay, guys. Yeah. Thank you, listeners.
Yeah, I'll be zooming my date. Zoom parties. Yay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna zoom my date.
Yeah.
Please.
Zooming your date.
Yeah, please do, Bobby.
Oh, my God. Let's do it.
I want to see the baby.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye. Siri. Yeah. Siri, end this podcast. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Significant Mother. Hey, you know what? You can find us on Facebook at Significant Mother the Podcast. And we have a website, significantmother.net. And please make sure to subscribe or follow us on any of the podcast apps that you listen to Significant Mother on every single week. And please, please give us 5 stars. And if you're, oh, please, 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 for your significant mother, would you please write us a review?
But for the love of God.
Please.